The first thing the cosmos suggests about God is that he has a majesty beyond that which our minds can comprehend. I mean, the night sky has amazed people from the Bronze Age to the age of the Higgs boson. Now, here are some basic statistics. We live on the third planet out from a middle-aged star called the Sun. That star sits three-quarters of the way along the edge of one of the spiral arms of a galaxy called the Milky Way. A galaxy that contains 300 billion stars. Now, if that wasn't extraordinary enough, our home galaxy of some 300 billion stars is just one of over 100 billion galaxies in the universe. And this mind-bogglingly huge universe exploded into being from an almost infinitely dense tiny particle called a singularity about 13.7 billion years ago. Now, you can't help get the feeling that God might have been showing off just a bit. Well, the universe is certainly big. We have to measure the distances between galaxies and stars using the speed of light. And as light scurries on at the goodly pace of nearly 300,000 kilometers a second, you can imagine that it would cover a fair distance at that speed over a whole year, and we call this distance a light year. And that's what astronomers use to measure the distance between stars and galaxies. The nearest star to our Sun, Proxima Centauri, is a paltry 4.3 light-years away. Now, this compares favourably to the distance to our nearest neighbouring galaxy, which is 163,000 light-years away. And all this, and you haven't yet begun to seriously journey across the universe. Oh, and I forgot to say, the universe is continually expanding at an ever-increasing pace, so it's getting bigger all the time. Wow, the universe is not only big, it is mysterious. In fact, only 5% of it is visible. 27% of it is thought to be made up of dark matter, and 68% of it made up of dark energy. Now, dark matter neither absorbs or emits any form of electromagnetic radiation, so it can't be seen. We only know it's there because of the gravitational effect it has on other heavenly bodies. But dark energy, well, that's something of an hypothesis only. And scientists have very little idea of what it is, but they reason it probably exists and is the cause of the universe expanding at an ever-accelerating rate. Certainly some sort of force is doing this and overcoming the natural tendency for gravity to cause the heavenly bodies to crunch back together again. Now let's talk about stars. Now our Sun has a diameter of about 109 times greater than the Earth. Now that's pretty impressive. But now imagine a star that is 1,500 times bigger than our Sun. Now that's the size of the red supergiant star NML Cygni. To put that into perspective, if you placed Cygni at the center of our solar system, its surface would extend beyond the orbit of Jupiter. Now that's big! Now stars are a crucial part of our universe, and the mechanism by which they are made is fascinating. They are made on tendrils of cosmic dust. These are known as elephant trunks, and they poke out of giant dust clouds. And these elephant trunks are often one light year long, so they're pretty big. Blobs of dust float off them into space, and gravity then causes the dust in these blobs to clump together and do so with such force that it fuses hydrogen into helium, producing a massive release of heat. And when that happens, hey presto, you have a star. Now gravity then keeps pressing in, causing this reaction to continue over billions of years. Now this amazing scenario has given enough time to allow life to evolve on the third planet out from a middle-aged star, on planet Earth. Stars like our Sun are, in fact, giant ovens which cook up hydrogen and helium together to form all the atoms in the periodic table up to the weight of iron. Heavier elements can only be made by the very high temperatures and pressures which occur when very big stars die in supernova explosions. Now, all these dying stars then scatter their atoms into the cosmos, and there some of them clump together to form planets, such as our Earth. Now, take a second to work out what this means. Look at yourself in a mirror. Every atom that exists within you was once cooked up inside a star. You are made of star stuff. You are a walking cosmic drama. Now, the fact that the universe is capable of producing stars stable enough to burn long enough to allow life to develop is consistent with the principles taught in the Bible in Genesis. The biblical creation accounts make it clear that because a rational God has caused the universe to exist, it is a rational, stable place. Now, you may not be impressed by this, but it was actually an idea that was very different to most of the thinking that was around in the ancient time. The Genesis account of Noah's Ark and the flood have some similarities with the ancient Mesopotamian epic of Gilgamesh. In fact, it's quite possible that the ancient biblical authors felt free to borrow its framework to write God's story. However, in doing so, they wanted to make some important distinctions. Whereas the ancient Mesopotamians were terrified that the world would collapse into chaos at any moment, the writers of Genesis wanted us to understand that God's creation was ordered, stable, and presided over by a benevolent God. This matches what we see. The fact that the universe appears ordered and operates according to beautiful mathematical equations suggests the existence of mind. Whilst our universe is one in which suffering and extinctions occur, this should not blind us to the fact that our universe is amazingly well ordered and appears to be finely tuned to allow life. Scientific observation therefore supports the teaching of Genesis, which says, there is a mind behind the order of the universe. So why not get to know him? I'm Nick Hawkes.